house of the Lord. Good to be here.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming. We got some out that are sick unexpectedly, but we thank the Lord for you coming. We have a brother that's not been here before, and I think he wins the prize for coming the furthest. Your horse must be really tired.
He's pretty done.
Okay. All right. Come all the way from Seattle, from Idaho to here. Bless your heart, buddy. God bless you. Good to see you. I hope you come here to get something from the Lord. I know why else you're here, but you need to get something from the Lord first. Okay. Thank you. Good to have you with us. All right. By way of announcement, Brother Darrell Ward's with us this afternoon, and we're going to have him come minister in a little while. We're going to have some special singing, and then we're going to go eat, and then we're going to have some Bible study questions, and we were going to do a fire outside, but we got some that are out that we're going to handle all that. So, and some of you sisters, thank you for coming early and helping Sister June with the food downstairs, and, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to eat the food up here, and then we're going to eat food down there. And we'll have fellowship together, one with the other. Amen. Does anyone have a spoken request or anything for, it will go before the Lord? Pop. Remember Richard, my brother-in-law, Richard Nana, and the family, he tested for COVID this morning positive. So, just keep them in your prayers. Amen. I know it's trying to creep its ugly head back up again, but, We're not going to accept it.
Amen.
That's right. Oh, remember Sharon, Canada. Remember all the Canada family. I know they're having a hard time, and they just had their cousin pass away a couple of days ago. And God knows all things.
Right.
Amen. God knows all things.
I promised to send the scriptures out to you. Call me. My football coach is friend of Sam Andrews. They
don't
send him home. They can do
so. Sure. When they say they can't do anything, we know who can.
That's right.
We're not at a. The world's at end when you tell them that. They're like, well, we're done. Nothing can be done. Well, yeah. We know not only a physician. We know a great physician.
Yeah.
Amen. The great physician, when he comes on the scene, he never even leaves a scar when he operates.
Right.
He just heals you and goes right on. So we're going to pray for all these ones. I know you got people in your heart with an uplift hand. You just remember everybody that's here and the ones that are not here and the ones that are sick, the ones around the world. Pray for each one. Pray for Brother Darrell that the Lord will use him in a mighty way today and also tomorrow. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you give us. Father, we pray now that you would be with us in the furtherment of this service. Father, you be the active participant as we've been speaking about preeminence, Lord. Take the preeminence in this service. Lord, may it be a day that we'll not forget. Lord, that someone will get something from you, Father. And that's, Brother Luis knows it's worth a 10,000 worlds for one soul. My, what a power that we hold. That, Lord, you've gave us that power through the Holy Ghost to deliver a message to a group of people. And for them to receive and respond, Lord, accordingly. And it's worth more than any worlds that we can have that we can live on and create and move our own family to it. No, this is the place today that I pray that someone will put a stake down. That if it be depression or anger or whatever it is or something bothering you in your life, Lord, I pray that today that you'll help them drive that stake down in the ground and say, devil, no more. This is all I'm going to take. I'm not going to take any more. Father, we pray that you'd be with Brother Darrell, Lord, that you would give him the words, Lord, to speak to us. May he get himself out of the way and the gift be used, Lord, for your honor and glory. We pray for the ones that are sick, Lord, the ones that we called out their names. All the ones, Lord, that are sick and sin sick too, Lord, we pray for those, Father, that you'll bring them into the fold, Lord, as the hour's getting close. Be with us in the furtherment of this song service. Just bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated.
Shall bow every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, just lift your hands and praise him this evening. Oh, He is Lord. Yes, He is Lord. For He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, just give Him all the preeminence this evening. Oh, He's my Lord. Yes, He is Lord. For He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Oh, we serve a living God, and every knee shall.
Michael, would you come this evening and take up our tithes and offering? Amen. Let's sing that chorus, Take Up Your Cross, in the key of F. We're going to ask Zoe and Kaylee if they'll get ready for their special to make their way up here. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day.
search the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. Highways, you're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you.
Amen. It reminds me of what John said. He said, there's nobody worthy but the Lamb. Searched heaven, earth, under the earth, and he was the only worthy one. Amen. We're going to ask Esther, Lily, and Zach to come forward. Let's sing that chorus. Soon and very soon we'll see the King in the Key of Health while they get ready after we sing it a couple of times. Are you ready to see the King? You can see him in his word, amen. See him in the bride. But one day we'll see him face to face, cause we'll be like him, amen. Soon and very soon, we are going to see our King. Hallelujah, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and
the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Oh, as we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son. And by your spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. We call out to dry bones, come alive.
Hallelujah. Only the breath of God can call out and those dry bones come alive, put on skin and become a living soul. Amen. We're going to ask Rebecca and her family, her kids, to come up here. So glad to have Sister Pam to play for us this afternoon. Let's give them all a hand. Thank the Lord for all the talents and gifts that we have.
Come.
and the race that he would run, it would end on an old rugged cross. When they laid him in the tomb, the power of the Lord came in the room. Now he's risen forevermore. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon the tree. By his stripes we are healed, by his spirit we are sealed. By his spirit we are sealed.
Stripes were healed, by his spirit were sealed. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's sing this song. You deserve the glory and honor in the key of C before our brother Darrell comes out this afternoon. Are you ready to hear the word? Amen. We've gathered together as eagles around the fresh manna this afternoon. Praise the Lord.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Our hands to worship, and we bless your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Him, and you deserve the glory, hallelujah, and the honor. Lord, we lift your hands to worship, and we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Oh, he's here. Our hands to worship. like you, for you're so great.
Yes, Lord.
You do miracles.
Yes, Lord.
So great.
So great.
There is no one else like you.
How many can say amen to that this afternoon? That there is no God like our God. Amen. You know, you go to India and some of the places in third world countries and you see people, they take a piece of wood or a piece of metal and they'll fashion themselves out a God and they'll pack this God around and they'll set that God down and actually worship the God that they made with their own hands. But I'm so glad this afternoon that I don't serve a God that I fashioned with my hands, but I serve a God who fashioned me with his hands, a God who can do anything. Oh my, I heard Brother Wade was speaking about when the doctors say there's no hope. And a lot of people, when they hear that, they just give up. But when we serve a God that when the doctors say there's no hope, he's just getting started. I remember they told me my daughter when she was hit by the train. They told me she would never walk again. She'd never be able to speak again if she even lived. They put a tube in her stomach to feed her because she wasn't able to swallow. They told me she'd never speak to me again. She'd never see me again or never be able to eat again as a person would eat. That's what they said. But we believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Who said, I am the Lord thy God who heals all thy diseases.
Yes.
Amen. And what the doctor said was impossible. God just made it a miracle. Amen. So I'm so glad that we serve that kind of God this afternoon. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We count it such an honor to be with you once again. Been several years since we've been down this way, but we certainly enjoyed the last time we was here. And we appreciate Brother Samuel and Brother Wade inviting us to come and be a part of this youth service this afternoon. And I'm certainly not a great speaker, don't claim to be, but I sure like to tell people how much I love the Lord and what he's done for me. He's just done so much for me, and I just like to share that. And so may the Lord bless you richly, and we trust that God will just speak to your heart this afternoon. Appreciate each one coming out. It was beautiful coming across the mountain this morning, and all the ice and stuff that was on the trees, and oh my, you talk about a winter wonderland. It was just really, really, just the master at work. He can just do great things. So may the Lord bless you richly. Certainly enjoy the song service and the atmosphere that's here this afternoon. If you have your Bibles, turn with us. We want to read from two places. We want to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and then also the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 1. And may the Lord bless you. Matthew 6:24. The Bible says this. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In the book of Philemon, chapter 1, very familiar scripture to us. The Bible says this, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads. I want to speak to you for a few minutes this afternoon on surrendered will. A surrendered will.
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in your presence this afternoon, we just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, that while we were yet sinners, you died for us, Lord. And Father, we are so grateful that it's been put upon the hearts of these brothers to have these meetings for the young people. For Lord, we know that if time tarries, not only are they the church of today, but they will be the church of tomorrow. And oh God, may we be fervent, Lord, to give them this word just the way you gave it to us from your prophet, Lord. For Father God, we know your word will not return into you void, but it will accomplish that which you have sent it to do. And Father, I pray that we surrender ourselves into your hands this afternoon. May you come, Lord, and speak to the hearts of your children. Father God, may there be one, Lord, here that would see the need, Lord, that they would be willing to surrender everything to you, Lord, that they become a prisoner to Jesus Christ. God, you see those that are afflicted with this COVID, Lord, this thing that's been upon the people now for a couple of years, God. Lord, I don't know who started the COVID, but I sure know who can stop it, Lord. And I pray, Father, that your spirit would move upon those that are afflicted, dear God. And may every symptom leave them, Lord, we pray. For God, we know that you are our healer and our deliverer. And we love you and we look to you. We commit now, Lord, this service into your hands for your glory. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, we pray. And may we be a vessel of honor for your glory in Jesus' name. And the saint says, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. A surrendered will. You know, and our scripture opens this afternoon. We find Paul in a dingy jail cell. We find him sitting in a Roman prison house. And what was he there for? What was his crime? You see, he hadn't robbed no bank. He hadn't stolen a chariot. But what was his crime? He was there for preaching the gospel. Amen. Amen. Trying to save the lost and set the captives free. Amen. That was his crime. And I'm not here to tell you this afternoon that when you go to serve the Lord that it will be an easy road. But I am here to tell you this afternoon it is a very rewarding journey. It may not be an easy road, but it is the right road. For the Bible says in the book of Psalms 34:19, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And the prophet of God taught us in the church age book, he said, no matter how just and upright that a Christian is before the public, and how gracious he is to his fellow man, doing naught but good, but let him confess Christ as his Savior and acknowledge the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in tongues and prophecies and healings and miracles, and he will be condemned. Amen. You see, the spirit of this world hates the Spirit of God. Amen. Because it cannot overcome it. Amen. The spirit of this world cannot overcome the Spirit of God. Amen. And because it cannot overcome the Spirit of the Lord, it tries to destroy the vessels in whom the Spirit of truth dwells. You see, it's not Satan. It's not that he hates you so much, but he hates that what's on the inside of a Christian. Amen. So we see Paul sitting here in this prison. And no doubt he gets to looking around and he sees the bars and he sees his cell and he looks at the chains that's perhaps on his hands and on his feet. And as he began to look around, he caught this revelation. And he said, you know, this is just like my Christian walk. And when the inspiration struck him, he grabbed a pen and he began to write, I, Paul, a prisoner, not of Rome. He never even mentions Rome. He might have been in a Roman prison, but Rome had no hold on him. And let me say this afternoon, we may be stuck here in Laodicea, but we can live so close to God that Laodicea has no hold on us whatsoever. Like the psalm says, you can lock me up in a prison. And you can throw away the key. You can take away the vision from these eyes that now can see. You can deny me of the food I eat and even bind my hands and my feet. But as long as I know Jesus, he said I could still go free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as I know him, I am free. For the Bible said, whom the Son hath made free is free indeed. I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You know, Brother Ben said, I saw a sign here not long ago out in California. And there was a man walking down the street. And thank you, buddy. I thought that's what he said. But he was walking down the street and he had this sign on him in the front of him and he said, I am a fool for Christ. And people was walking up and looking at him and laughing at him and making fun of him. And when he went on by, on the back he had another sign. You've heard the prophet say this. And on the back of the sign that was on his back it said, whose fool are you? With a question mark. Whose fool are you? So you see, you might be the devil's fool. But I want you to understand this afternoon, you're going to be somebody's fool. The Bible says in Romans, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of the righteousness of God. Yield your body as an instrument, as these young people yielded to these violins and the drums and the pianos and the banjo was instruments that was yielded to these young people, and they brought forth a beautiful sound that stirred our hearts. And oh God, let me be like a violin, or let me be like a banjo, or let me be like a piano, that I wouldn't have my own desire or my own ambition, but I would be an instrument, hallelujah, that the master could take into his hand and bring forth a melody that would be pleasing to our God. Amen. You see, I want you to understand, young people, the devil makes fools out of people every day. But don't let him make one out of you. Oh, he'll try to tell you, it's cool to do this. It's cool to dress this way. It's cool to wear your hair this way. But remember, cool kids go to hell. Oh, I know people don't talk about that much anymore. But there's a literal, there's a heaven and there is a hell. And cool kids go to hell. Amen. But I'd rather be a fool for Christ, wouldn't you? Amen. And to serve him and to love him and to cherish him and honor him with everything that I've got. With my voice, with my breath, with everything that I have to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. As our sister sang here a while ago, oh my, there's nothing better than you. There is nothing better than our God. Listen to me. You may be the greatest ball player in Georgia. You may be the greatest one that the United States has ever known. You may be the best hunter. You may have some great trophies on your wall. You may be the best singer. You may be the prettiest young person in Georgia. All those things are fine. But where will that take you? 100 years from now. Who will know the records that you set? Or the catch that you made? You know the movie, The Ten Commandments. And Moses was there before Pharaoh. And he told Pharaoh, he said, what I done, I was compelled to do. When he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. He said, and the Pharaoh said, are you the deliverer? And Moses said, I am not. Because his commission had not been revealed to him yet. He says, I'm not the deliverer. But if I could, I would deliver them. And Pharaoh said, then what I must do, I am compelled to do. And he said, let the name of Moses be stricken off of every record. Let his name be taken off every corner of every building that he ever built. And may there not be one Egyptian that would ever mention the name of Moses across his lips. Oh my, they may have struck him off the records. They may have struck him out of his mind. They may have took him off of the corners. But they could never take him off of God's book in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You give yourself to Christ. You do something for Him and see where that takes you. For the Bible says in Mark, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Paul had great ambitions. Paul had great desires to do something, to make something out of himself. He had his own ideals of what he wanted to be. He studied under Gamaliel, one of the greatest teachers of that time. He was a critic of the Christian church, and he had papers in his pocket to put them in jail. Great ambition. But one day, he held the coat of those who stoned Stephen, and he seen that gallant Christian asking for forgiveness for the ones who stoned him. And when Paul saw that, when he saw that man being stoned to death, and yet he asked his father to forgive them that threw the rocks at him, it done something to Paul. And let me tell you something, young people, your friends, the people you go to school with, the people that you work with, the young people of this world, they are looking for something that's worth dying for. Live such a life among them. Live such a life among them that they want what you've got. Be so salty of a Christian that you make them thirst for the freedom that you enjoy in Christ Jesus. You see, that freedom only comes when you become a prisoner. Don't dress like the message and live like the world. One of the greatest hindrances there are is people who live like the world and yet they confess that they're Christians. But if you confess it, let your actions live what your mouth speaks. Live such a life among them that they want what you've got. And on the road to Damascus, thinking about this, there appeared to Paul a pillar of fire, and it struck him down, and a voice spoke to him and said, Paul, Paul, why persecutest thou me? And Paul said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Paul wasn't throwing rocks at Jesus, but he was at his church. And Jesus said, as you've done unto the least of these, my little ones, you have done unto me. Then how ought we to treat one another? We should treat one another with respect. Amen. Amen. You guys, you need to realize you need each other. God put you together for a purpose. You need each other. Don't make fun of one another. Don't put one another down. Don't draw little cliques among you and leave this one out and that one out. If someone tries to draw you out, draw a bigger circle and draw them back in. We are one in his body, amen. Yeah. Amen. Don't put one another down. Respect one another. Love one another. Encourage one another. Lift one another up. Stand shoulder to shoulder together. Amen. And always be aware of the fact that that person beside you, if they are a tabernacle of the Holy Ghost, that is Jesus. Amen. person standing beside you with Christ in their heart is the tent that Jesus is dwelling in today. He said, when you've done it unto the least of these, my little ones, you have done it unto me. You see, Paul knew what it was. He found out what it was to be harnessed to something, like you put a horse and you harness it to pull something. And Paul knew after his experience and 3.5 years of typing it out in the Bible, he knew that he had an experience. He realized that God had chosen him and harnessed him by the Holy Spirit to pull the gospel before the Gentiles. And I want you to realize, young people, this afternoon, oh, if you could only see today that God sent Elijah, the prophet, to find you. Think about that. God loved you so much, He sent a prophet to find you, to call you back to Himself. You see, you never chose God. He chose you. Paul realized that God had chosen him and harnessed him by the Holy Spirit. And that experience, he had to pull the gospel into the presence of the Gentile. The Spirit itself had harnessed him to bring the word to the Gentiles. And let me say, God has harnessed you by the Holy Spirit to bring the word of God in this hour. Amen. To bring your light to the darkness of Laodicea. The word made flesh in this hour. Amen. Paul realized, I'm a prisoner. He couldn't go certain places he wanted. Why? He was a prisoner. The Spirit forbade him. He was bound by a chain, but not a chain of iron. He was bound by a chain, by fetters of love, to do the will of God. Oh my, he was a prisoner. He was in fetters of love. He was in the yoke with Christ. You could yoke up with nothing else. He was yoked with him, and wherever Christ led him, that's where he had to go. Regardless of how green the path looked on the other side or this side or that side, he didn't follow the trend. He followed the Spirit. Amen. See, the Bible says no man can serve two masters. You can't love God on Sunday and live for the devil on Monday. You can't have one testimony at church and a different one at school. No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Oh, if you young people right here in Lula, Georgia this afternoon could only become prisoners. If we, everybody in this church from the pulpit to the back door, regardless of our age, if we could really become prisoners to our own selfish being, to our own ambition. You see, we're living in a time that self-worth has become a priority among the majority of the people. Just a few years ago, the word of the year around the entire world was the word selfie. Yeah. People taking pictures of themselves. You look at some older pictures, people think that my wife was a widow. Because I'm not in them. You know why? I was taking the picture. Not anymore. We got sticks. Selfie. They even have seminars to learn how to love yourself. You can't make this up. I saw the other day down in Texas, a woman, because she couldn't find nobody to love her the way she loved herself, she married herself. True story. Look it up. Had a cake, photographs, minister. And married herself. Of course, I guess if it don't work out, I don't know who gets what in the divorce. I saw her, a guy over in Spain, married a pizza. I thought that marriage would be stale in 3 days. It's the insanity of the world. Huh? Amen. But if we could become prisoners against our own selfish beings. Against our own ambition of what I could do or what I could be or what I could accomplish. To be completely surrendered out to God. to be yoked to him, that no matter what the rest of the world thinks or what the rest of the world does or what the rest of the young people do, I can't do what they do. I've got to follow Christ.
Yes.
Because I'm yoked with him with fetters of love. I'm a prisoner. A prisoner of Jesus Christ. My feet are so yoked to Christ that I can't dance. My eyes are so yoked to Christ to when I see the modern strip teasers are out on the street, I turn my head. My heart is so yoked to him in love that I can't have love for this world anymore. My will is so yoked to him that I don't even know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead me. Wherever you lead me, Lord, that's where I want to be. If it's a church of 600, or if it's a church of 6,000, or if it's a church of 6, I want to be where he wants me to be. You see, where I was supposed to be today was in Nicaragua. But I canceled that meeting because I was scheduled here, and it was just too tight to get back in. But I wanted to be here because I felt this is where God wanted me to be today. I'm not interested in popularity. I'm not interested in a big name. I'm not interested in a big title. I just want to be a prisoner to Christ that I can hear him say when I lay my Bible down, that I can hear him say, well done. Well done. The prophet said God has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner. A man has to surrender every ambition he's got, everything that he is, everything his life, soul, and body, will, ambition, everything to become a complete prisoner to Christ. Who is the word to serve God? You say, Brother Darrell, there ain't nobody can do that. But let me tell you this afternoon, God's got some people on the earth who can do that. My question is this afternoon, is any of those young people here? You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Sometimes you might have to walk away from friends. But let me tell you something, young people. Any friend that tries to pull you off of God's word is not your friend. When I become a Christian, I just got out of the Army. I was with the 18th Airborne Corps up at Fort Bragg. Our motto was anywhere in the world in 24 hours and ready to fight. I was in a combat unit. I got out. I had some habits in my life, and I was in the Army with some of my buddies. We all got out at the same time. But I met the Lord in an old building. And I went by one day because I knew where they gathered, and I went by there to witness to them about what the Lord did for me. And when I went in there, they said, "Hey, Ward." You know, they call you Ward in the government. I always call you by your last name. I said, "Hey, Ward, where you been?" I said, "I found Jesus." And I started witnessing to them. Brother, they laughed at me. They threw beer at me. They mocked me. My face turned red. I'm not ashamed to tell you. I began to cry. Those were my friends. I served in the military with them. And when I went out the door, I thought, I got to get out of here. And when I went out the door, I could hear them wailing and laughing and making fun of me. And I got to the car and I sat down and I closed the door and I was crying. I said, "Lord, I've lost every friend that I have." And a voice spoke to me. Said, "I'll be your friend." Let me tell you, young people, there is no friend like the lovely Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Sometimes you have to walk away from people who claim to be your friends. Well, the world wants to pat you on the back and they want to make you something great, but look to where some of the greatest of the world, of what they produced, look at where that's led them. Look at Britney Spears, what the world done to her. Look at Miley Cyrus, what the world, look at Robin Williams, what the world done. Look at Katie Spade that sells these pocketbooks for thousands of dollars, hung herself in a hotel room. Because the things of this world can never bring a lasting satisfaction. Look, I'm not against getting a good job and having a nice home and nice clothes. I thank God for the nice car that I've got and the things that the Lord's given me, but that's not my priority. Because one day, death will call up your arm and you'll leave that home, you'll leave that car, and you'll leave that bank account. Ain't nobody ever took it with them yet. Amen. There's nothing wrong with having a nice job and a nice car. I'm not saying that. But that is not our God. Put Christ first in your life. Amen. It looks like a great ride, but where does it lead them? Dying somewhere in a hotel room alone. You have to hurt someone or make fun of someone or climb over someone's back to get somewhere. What have you got when you get there? Where do you find yourself? You'll find yourself defeated after a while. Is that not true, friends? You see, until God can get a man that's willing to be a prisoner to Him, there's only one lasting thing, and that's Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking sand. Oh God, this afternoon, make us prisoners like that, Lord. Against our own selfish ambitions and against, away from our own judgments and our better way of thinking, to be a prisoner to Jesus Christ. Listen to me, young people here in Georgia. One of the greatest statements that could ever be made about you is not how fast you can run, what a great ball player you are, what a great singer you are, how pretty you are. But the greatest thing that could ever be said about you is that they were a prisoner to Jesus Christ. A guy told me, he said, the greatest compliment I ever got was a man come up to me at work and said, look, I know we don't agree on everything. And I know you see things a little bit different than what I see, but I want you to know, buddy, every time I get around you, I feel the presence of Christ. And I thought, oh God, brother, let that be my testimony, brother Wayne, that someone felt Jesus, that someone saw Jesus. Amen, because they met me. Hallelujah. Amen. The greatest statement that Paul could ever make when he said, I, Paul, a prisoner to Jesus Christ. Because let me say this afternoon, you are going to be somebody's prisoner. Listen to me, young people. The devil would love nothing more than to put you in a prison house. To lock you in chains of fear. To put you in a cell block of lust or pride or fashion. To give you young girls to have you to strip off yourself and to dress indecent. To have you boys prisoners of the filth of the internet. You say, oh, Brother Darren, I know we're message people. But friends, I go everywhere. I deal with all kinds of things. I hear all kinds of things. And I'm telling you, Satan would love nothing more than to take you message young people and lock you in a prison house of pornography. And fear and anxiety or prescription drugs. To make you a prisoner. To lock you in despair, in depression. Till you hurt so bad that you take a razor blade and cut your own skin trying to get relief from the pain. You say, oh, Brother Dale, nobody does that. Really? I was in South Carolina and a mother came up to me and said, please pray for my daughter. She took a knife and carved hate on her thigh. Message. People. They call it a sickness. No, it's not a sickness. It's a demon. Trying to rob you of your joy. Trying to rob you of what God had in His mind of you before the foundation of the world. Satan's prison house to make you think everyone's pretty but you. That you're ugly. Or you're fat. But listen to me. You are the way God wanted you to be. Amen. You're the way God wanted you to be. But He makes people think, and then they put all these images on the magazines and stuff, and those things are photoshopped. They don't even look like that theirself. Then he gets you into a prison house of eating your food and throwing it back up to rob you of your God-given life. He'll tell you nobody loves you. Or nobody cares for you. Or he'll try to tell you that your parents are divorced because of you. It's all your fault that your mom and daddy are not together. Lies of Satan. He's lying to you. Because I've come to tell you this afternoon that Peter said, cast all your cares upon him. Because he cares for you. He cares for you. He loves you. You know, you don't have to get a well. When I get 30 year old, then all of a sudden God will start paying. No, 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 no. There's no age limit. Samuel was 8 when God spoke to him. He can speak to anyone at any time that'll open up their heart to listen. Well, when I get older someday, no, no, no. He wants to love you now. He wants you to care. He wants you to see how much he cares for you. I want you to understand that this whole meeting this afternoon could be all orchestrated and put together for one person. For the sake of one. Think about that, friends. You see, for the sake of one, he would leave glory and cross a stormy sea for the sake of one maniac living there among the tombs. For the sake of one sinner, if there was the only one person in the whole world that was ever lost, he would have went to Calvary for the sake of that one. If there was only one person that was ever be sick in the whole entire world, he would have took every stripe on his back to cover every disease for your healing. He would do all that for the sake of one. You say, Brother Darrell, who is that one? It's you. That's how much he loves you. He would do all that just for you. Bring this whole meeting together from all places of the different parts of the country to come together to speak to one soul. You see, the devil can make sin look so pretty until he gets you hooked, and then he'll crash your life out. He'll leave you in an alley or literally in a jail cell. Look at Judas. Look what he done to you. How he used Judas who walked with the Lord. And when he sold him out for silver and he come to himself, Judas actually went back and tried to give the money back. But it was too late. He let Satan use him and Satan crashed him out and left him to die on a tree. Think about that, friends. Think about that. He said, "Ah, Brother Darrell, I'm young. I'm in control. I can handle it." No, you can't. You know how I know you can't handle it? Because I can't handle it. No man can handle it on their own. But the good thing is, we don't have to. We don't have to. Just surrender it to Jesus. This day, he wants to be the control tower of your heart. He wants to love you and protect you and shelter you under his wings. He wants to gather you under his wings. You know, I read one time of a fire up in Colorado, I believe it was. And when the fire had went through and burnt, there was a forest ranger walking through the woods assessing the damage. And he saw at the foot of a tree a bird and its wings were spread out like this. And the bird was burnt to being like a petrified. Just almost like rock, just burnt to a crisp. And he said, when I looked at that bird, it almost turned my stomach. It was so pitiful. And he said, I don't even know why I done it, but I took a stick and stuck it underneath its wing and flipped it over. And when I did, underneath that bird was 6 little chicks. You see, that mother bird had gathered her little ones under her wings at the foot of a tree and gave her life so her little ones could live. That's a great story, but I tell you one greater than that. He gathered us at the foot of Calvary and placed his back between us and the fire of God's wrath and gave his life so we could live. No wonder on that resurrection morning he was so happy when he said, because I live, you can live also. Just look this afternoon, what Jesus done for you. You see, the prophet said God's looking for prisoners. He's always done that. You might search it through the scriptures. A man has to be a prisoner against anything. said you have to be a prisoner. You cannot be connected to anything but Christ. Your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody. You're only connected with Christ and Him only. Then God can use you. Until then, He can't. Bourbon said, sometimes I speak rough to the people, but I'm trying to get you to cut loose. You've got to have a starting place. Like sometimes I call about women bobbing their hair and wearing these clothes and holding and maintaining their Christian profession. You say that's a little thing, but you've got to start somewhere. Amen. So begin right there with your ABCs. How many knows what your ABCs are? Always believe Christ. Start right there with your ABCs and cut loose of the worldly looks anyhow. Just start right there. Not to look like the world or dress like the world or act like, just start right there and keep cutting it off and cutting loose and cutting loose and cutting loose and become a prisoner to Christ. And finally, when that last line's cut, then you are, he says. You are. You see, no man can serve two masters. He'll hate one and love the other, or he'll hold on to one and despise another. And oh God, let us be prisoners. Take us in your grip. You see, he's got to get you in his grip to be a prisoner to Christ. But listen to me, when you become a prisoner of Christ, he don't lock you up. He actually sets you free. This message is not a bunch of do's and don'ts. It's true freedom. Burbank said, I can drink all the alcohol I want to drink. I can commit all the adultery I want to commit. I just don't want to do it. Amen. Because I've been free. Yes. He made me free. Yes. Amen. To be a prisoner, he don't lock you up. Well, I can't do nothing. I can't have fun. No. What the world calls fun ain't fun anyhow. There's only one joy. The only peace that I know is in Him. But you see, He don't hold you in chains of iron and steel, but He holds you in feathers of love. He wraps you in His love. For the Bible said God is love. Think about that, friends. You see, when you become a prisoner of the state of Georgia, you go out and commit a crime, they arrest you, they have the trial, they sentence you to time in prison. And when you become a prisoner of the state of Georgia, they are responsible to feed you, to clothe you, to provide medical treatment for you. You become a prisoner to the state of Georgia. They are responsible for your well-being while you're under their rule or their reign. And when you become a prisoner to Christ, He feeds you and He clothes you and He heals you and He takes care of you and He forgives you. If we just keep that in our minds, that according to the Word of God in these last days, He's going to have a church. He's going to have a people, and these things that He's promised, He's going to do them. There will be a third pool manifested among His people. There will be a body change. There will be a rapture. He promised these things. The same God who promised to heal us. The same God who promised to save us and give us the Holy Ghost and send us a prophet Elijah. Did He keep His promise? Sure. And the same God who gave us those promises has given us these promises, and He will keep these promises, that once more the world will hear from God. For the final voice to the final age is God speaking through His bride. She will have the voice of God in the last days. And once more, Georgia will have to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is in the flesh of His people, making Himself the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to do them. He said He would. And we're living in that time. But before He can ever manifest that in our lives, we've got to become prisoners, locked in with Him. Think about that, friends. Shut in with God. Oh, nothing else matters. We're at the end time. And let me say this. I don't know how long I can go, but we'll just close with this right here. We're at the end time. And I saw an article just yesterday. You remember when Brother Branham was here, he talked about 3 minutes to midnight. Remember that? 3 minutes to midnight. And midnight is that hour that the world destruction comes. And I was looking at an article yesterday. When the prophet was here in the 60s, it was 3 minutes to midnight. And I saw the article yesterday. You know what they said the hand was? 100 seconds to midnight. It's right on us, friends. We can't stay here like the Titanic going down. You've got to change ships. Amen. We're at the end time. And let me say, young people, there is nothing in this nation, there is nothing that this government, there is nothing that education can give you that'll take the place of the love of God and a surrendered life to Him. But the prophet God said, let me say this with the last few minutes floating by. Look to what God, to my opinion, will do, must do, and will do in these last days is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the floor. Any farmer, when he goes out to harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with, certainly. He's got to have a sharp sickle or something, some instrument to thresh out the grain. And the harvest is ripe. Oh God, take us in your hand. Make us bond servants of your love and use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful, cursed earth that we're living in today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh God, take me in your hand. Make me an instrument. Make me a tool like a violin or a guitar. Be me. An instrument in your hand to bring the light to the darkness of Lula, Georgia. In the evening time, there shall be light, and that light is made flesh and walks upon the earth. Ye are the light of the world. Oh, for myself, let me be a prisoner. If my brothers turn me down, if all my friends turn me down, if all you all turn me down, let me be a prisoner to Jesus Christ and His Word. That I might be harnessed to His Word. That the Holy Spirit can use me to make the Word of God live in the hour that I'm living in. Oh my, I want to be a prisoner to Jesus Christ. Surrender my will to Him. I wonder today, that ambition of being something, maybe you've had this in your mind. Well, I'll tell you one thing, when I get 18, I'm out of here and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to go to Georgia and I'm going to play football. They won the championship and I'm going to get on that team. Maybe just in listening, maybe you realize that's really not your ambition. Because after all, 80 years from now, who's going to know? Who's even going to care? That's who you were. That's what you've done. As I preached here, I think the last time I was here, on this day I give them all. And how those guys will run out there on that field and willing to break bones and bloody up their bodies and bruise their bodies and paralyze themselves for the UT football team or for the Georgia Bulldogs. But I thought, oh, this day, Lord, let me give myself away. Amen. As you can use me. Yeah. That someone could see Jesus in me. But if everybody turns me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His Word. Amen. I wonder today if maybe your ambition has changed. If maybe you wanted to be something, but you know, you think, you know, you're right, Brother Darrell. I wonder if we could just lay aside some of our selfish ambitions. I wonder if some young boy here or some young girl could think, you know, that's right. I don't want to be a Miley Cyrus or a Britney Spears. I want to use my voice. I want to use my talent to be a witness of Jesus Christ. I wonder if you could feel the will of God to move into your life and say, God's been dealing with me. There's a higher walk. There's a greater commitment. There's a closer walk. Listen, young people, I think one of the greatest needs right now we need among the people is a revival. Amen. That people have, don't take this message serious enough. But God help us, young people. You make the stand. You lead the rally. You be the one to bring the revival. For the Bible said, seek and you shall find. You be the one that has that hunger for more of God, to know more about Jesus. But maybe you say, you know, I'm not interested in being a popular person. Instrument for Jesus Christ. Amen. You hear the call of God in your life to be a prisoner. Amen. I wonder, friends, are we willing to surrender all that someone could see Jesus? You know, I'll share this with you. I read up in New York. You know, if you've been to New York, New York's divided. The river there on the other side is New Jersey. A lot of people live in New Jersey. They work in New York City. They work there all week, and then on the weekend they take a little, what we call a puddle jumper, up out of New York and just across the river and back down into Newark, New Jersey, and go home from there. And so these men, you know, they were businessmen, and they told their wives, hey, when we come in on Friday, we'll have a great barbecue feast, you know, we'll all get together and just fellowship, and after a long week at work. And so that was their plans. Work went longer than what they thought it would, and they got to the airport and they were late. Anybody that's ever been late to the airport, there's only one way to get to your gate after you got through security, and that's run. So they were running to their gate, and when they come around the corner, they saw this girl, but it was too late. She was selling apples on an apple cart, and they run smack dab over her. Knocked her apples everywhere, knocked her down. But they were late, so they kept running. But when they got to the gate, one of them got to feeling bad. And he said, hey, I'm going to go back and check on that girl. And his buddy said, hey, your wife's expecting you. You better come with us. You're going to get in trouble. He said, tell my wife what happened. She'll understand. Tell her I catch the later flight. I'll be home at 9. And he goes back to check on this girl. And when he gets back there, he notices she's still sitting in the floor. And she's crying. And she's saying, would someone help me? Would someone please help me? You know, they're not too friendly in New York City, if you've ever been there. And he noticed for the first time that she was blind. So he said, I'll help you. So he took the stool and set it up and set her up on the stool. Said, you sit right there. And he turned the apple cart up and gathered all the apples and all the ones that had been bruised. He set them aside so she wouldn't sell a bad apple. And all the ones that were good, he wiped them off and stacked them up. He reached in his pocket. He pulled out a $20 bill. He put it in her jar. Said, now that's for all the apples that are bruised. It's more than enough to pay for it. He said, I need to go now, but you're okay. Took his handkerchief, wiped the tears off, said, you're okay now. And I'm sorry, we didn't mean to do that. We were running late. We didn't see you. And he started to leave, and this girl spoke for the first time. And you know what she said? She said, mister, are you Jesus? He said, why no? She said, well, I was just wondering because I was sitting on the floor and I was praying, Jesus, would you come and help me pick up my apples? I said, all at once you started picking up my apples, and I thought perhaps you was him. Oh God, let me be such a prisoner that if my neighbor was blind, they couldn't see my Malachi 4 license plate, they couldn't see my eagle above the door of my house, they couldn't see the picture of the cloud or the pillar of fire. Oh, by the way, let me live such a life that if my neighbor was blind, they could still see Jesus in me. To be a prisoner to Jesus Christ. To be willing to surrender all. I want to be a prisoner. God help me this afternoon. May God help you this afternoon. And may I say this, perhaps you were a prisoner. Perhaps in Louisiana a few years ago, you really had an experience. But you escaped. Maybe you've got into pornography, or maybe you've got into something else that's got a hold of your life. But may the Holy Spirit, the great warden, may he recapture you this afternoon. And if you're AWOL on God, that's the army term. If you're away from your post of duty without authority, if you've let these things slip in your life and you've drifted back into the world and you know sitting there this afternoon, you're not where you need to be. Why don't you surrender Just turn yourself in. Come back. Come back. Let him recapture prisoners this afternoon. Put him first in your life. You say, oh, Brother John, I've messed up. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. You ain't going too far. But what his love can reach down. He can reach further down than we could ever reach up, friends.
Amen. That's right.
As a young girl came to me just the other night, she come to the altar and she was pouring tears out of her face. And she said, I'm so backslid on God. I failed him so much. Will he ever forgive me? I said, sis, you know how long it takes God to forgive you? As long as it takes you to ask. He's willing. He's willing. He's just waiting on you. You see, the door handle's on the inside of the door. You've got to be the one that opens the door. Amen. Will he give you friends? He'll be a friend like no other friend. I walked away from those guys that day. Since then, I went to two other funerals. One of them blowed his heart out with drugs. Another died of cancer from the way they lived. I left those friends that day. I sat there in that car with tears in my eyes. But when I became a friend to Jesus, he's gave me friends all over the world. When I was young, we was poor. I wanted to see the world, so I joined the army to see the world. You know where I went? North Carolina. Spent all 4 years of my life in the army at North Carolina. I was in an airborne unit, a nuclear unit. They locked us in. We just stayed there. So I got out. I met the Lord. Started serving the Lord. And since then, I've been in 32 countries. I just found out I was in the wrong army. Surrender yourself to the Lord this afternoon as we bow our heads. I trust I've not kept you too long. I've not been around here much. I'm not exactly sure how you do it. But if you're here this afternoon, maybe you've drifted on the Lord. Maybe you've escaped out of his fetters of love. Maybe you tried to mix the world in with your walk. Maybe your music has changed or your desires have changed. But wherever you would find yourself, I wonder this afternoon if this little broke up thought, and the only reason I even came down here this weekend was for you. If you're here and these things have slipped in your life, I just wonder if you would just raise your hand to him and say, Lord, I want to turn myself in this afternoon. There's one hand. There's another hand. There's another hand, another hand. There's another hand. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, buddy. I was waiting on you. Amen. Right there in your own seat. Or I'm sure it would be all right, Brother Wade, if they came to the altar. The altar's open here if you want to come. Just kneel down here at the altar. Say, Lord, I just want to surrender. Step out of your seat and say, Lord, I want to come this afternoon. I just want to rededicate myself to you, God. Oh, Lord. Maybe you're here and Satan's got you locked up. You feel like there's no way out. Jesus is the key to every door that Satan has in your life. He can set you free. Just surrender that thing to Him right now. As I was in Alaska here a couple years ago, a young girl came up to me. She said, "Brother Darrell, I'm an alcoholic." I think she was 21 years old. She said, "I'm an alcoholic. I've tried everything to quit drinking, but I can't quit drinking." She said, "I've been through the 9-step program 3 different times and I always go back to the bottle." She said, "I can't stop. I've tried everything, but I can't stop drinking." I said, "Sis, have you tried Jesus? You just give Him that alcohol and take His freedom and walk away free." And I began to pray for that little girl. I'll never forget it. She began to scream to the top of her lungs, "I'm free! I'm free! I'm free!" I was in Alaska just in August of 21. That was in August of 19. While I was there in 21, she came up to me. She said, "Brother Darrell, it's been 2 years and I'm still sober. For whom the Son is made free is free indeed." And while no one's looking around, not to point you out, I would never embarrass you, God knows. But if you're here, I just wonder if you'd say, "Brother Darrell, would you remember me? I've got this thing. I'd be ashamed for anybody to know it. I've got this thing in my life." I just wonder if you just slip up your hand and say, "Would you remember me, Brother Darrell?" God bless that hand. 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 That hand there. God bless that hand. Oh God. Oh Lord. Heavenly Father, as we bow in Your great presence this afternoon, Lord, I thank You for Your mercy and for Your love. And Father, as I was thinking along the lines of what I would say here, Lord, and You spoke to me there, I felt like sitting on the side of my bed to speak on this thought, Lord, and I've been obedient to it, God. And now, Lord, You see the fruits of Your word, those that raise their hands, God. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the same anointing that raised my Lord from the grave, may that same anointing, dear God, move upon every heart and upon every hand. Those, dear God, that wants to surrender to You, maybe they've never come to that real experience raised in the message, but they've never come to know You and the reality of Your resurrection. I pray, oh Father God, may this be the day, Lord, that they lay aside everything and cling to the foot of Calvary, that the bleach of the blood, oh God, would wash them whiter than snow. Father God, for those, Lord, that maybe would have something that Satan has placed into their life, but I ask You, dear God, may You come today, Lord, and recapture prisoners, God. Set them free from the yoke of the enemy, Lord, and yoke them in a fetter of love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. For, oh God, Thou who cleansed the leper is able to cleanse our souls, Lord. And I ask You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, may You move, dear God, forever heart today. As we draw closer to You, Lord, may we just lay aside. Lord, we see the world's in terrible shape. Lord, I don't know how much longer, Lord. We see Russia getting ready to invade Ukraine. Oh God, we see the things that's around the world, and I heard the prophet of God say today that there's bombs hanging on yonder forever city, dear God. And there's no place to hide. There is no hiding place in America. The only true hiding place there is under Your wings. And oh God, today we run to You, Lord. Thou who cried to Israel, said, "How oft I would have gathered you. I would have came to you and loved you and healed you. But you would not." Oh God, Lord, let that not be said of us. But let it be said when we heard Your call, we ran, Lord God. up under your wings. Shelter us, Father, I pray. Hide us under your wings. Fill us, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. Give us a refilling, Lord. I pray, oh Father God, let a revival strike Georgia, Lord, that'll shake this state once more. Grant it, oh God, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you believe that that's your prayer, would you just stand with me today? Don't, if you don't mean it, don't stand. But if you mean it, you say, Lord, that's my prayer. That's my desire. Well, I wonder if you would stand today and raise your hands to him and sing this song as our brother leads us in it. Amen. I surrender, Lord. I surrender all. Grant it, oh God, I pray. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Oh, all to Jesus.
Anyone want prayer? We'll be more than glad to pray with you.
I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live.
Oh, I surrender.
Oh, hear my prayer, Lord.
Oh, I surrender all to thee. Right with God.
Jesus,
oh, this is the opportunity while we're here. Oh Lord, I surrender to you, God, today. Take my life, Lord. Take my ambition, God. Take my thinking, God. Take everything about me, Lord. I give it to you today. I give myself away, Lord. I give myself away.
Hallelujah. Surrender, make
thank you, Lord.
Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Let
oh, God.
Me fill
I surrender to you today,
Lord.
I give myself to you.
Lord.
I surrender to you today, Lord. Use me for your glory. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Certainly enjoyed being here this afternoon. Think on these things. Some of you, don't let it pass you by. While you're in His presence, just settle it right now. Oh, Brother Darrell, I'll do it sometime. You have no promise for tomorrow. No promise. We was all gathered at a little Walmart and just, my father-in-law was going to take his daughter to Girl Scout meeting, took Jessica with him. 15 minutes later, I went running down to the railroad tracks. It was right beside the Walmart. Train struck the car. Our lives were changed forever. Rachel, 8-year-old, she's gone. You have no promise. While you're here, as a brother sings it once more, and Brother Wade comes, just right there where you're at, just surrender to him. Become a real prisoner to Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Oh, yes, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Amen. Don't leave today. This may be as close to God as you'll ever get. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen. Our brother did a wonderful job. Let's give him a hand clap. Yield yourself to God and let God take over. But like I said, don't leave this place without being right with God. He had a daughter that was perfectly whole and fine, and in the next moment she was thrown from a car and spent probably a month or more in the hospital. They thought she was going to die. But now she's a thriving young lady because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for grace. Let's sing one more song. We're going to go and eat now after we get done, but let's sing another song. Give them time.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain.
Sing it to him.
My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. And my God is awesome. Oh, so awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. He's so awesome. Oh, He's awesome. Awesome Savior of the hopeless, giver of salvation, and by His stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Oh, so awesome. He's so awesome, awesome. My God is awesome. He's so awesome. Oh, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome.
Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's an awesome God.
Amen.
You know, I told you last time, I'm going to tell you one more time. Brother Darrell was talking about surrendering. If you were a police officer and you were looking at me and you said, put your hands up because I need you to surrender. If you put one hand up, that cop's not going to say you surrendered all. Because there may be a gun, a knife, or a rock in this hand. But when you go, I surrender all. I surrender all. There's nothing. I have nothing behind my back. I have nothing anywhere. I am surrendered. So you know what? That police officer, he will approach you and know that you've surrendered everything you have, because there's no way you can get your arms down fast enough when he comes to arrest you. Well, I hope God arrests you today. I hope Jesus Christ was comfortable when you raised both hands and said, I surrender.
Yes.
Because that's what Brother Darrell did today. He surrendered himself so that God could use him to speak to you and me. And I've always said it may not be today, but in the quietness of the night, a month from now, 2 months from now, if you get into an awful position, you just listen. Let God rewind that tape and listen to what He said to you today. That He loves you. There's no other love except the love of God. I did the things of the world. I had buddies just like he did. Just turned and walked away. Because you don't have the same life anymore. I surrendered to something else. They surrendered to alcohol and all the other things of the world. But you turn your life over to God, He'll hold you up. In your darkest hour, He'll be right there. And He'll never put any more on you than you can stand. I just got to believe that. Sometimes He may let you get to the edge and may let you get to the brink. But that's okay. That's a character builder. What if God just gave you everything you asked for? What if your parents just gave you everything you asked for? I've seen those kind of kids. They're spoiled. They don't know how to survive in the world. But you take a parent that says, hey, go get a job. Go work for a little while. Then you can buy a car. I'll help you then, but that's God's the same way. Sure, He wants to save you. Sure, there's nothing you can do. But you know what? Except turn yourself over to God. Just say, I surrender everything I got. What else is there? There's nothing else. Nothing is eternal on this earth. And we're reminded of it every day when we get up and look in the mirror. Or we get up and we have troubles and trials. I was reading the Bible today. The very last chapter in the book of Revelation. Brother Joey said, all pain will be done away with. No pain, no sorrow. See, we don't know that. Even when we was a kid, we'd have pain because we'd fall and break something or skin your... But no pain. No sorrow. That's what we're working toward. We got it here because of the fall. But we're working word by word, as Brother Darrell said, word by word, we're becoming Jesus Christ. Made flesh on the face of the earth. And I'll promise you, there's an eternal reward, not some trophy. There's an eternal reward at the end of this life if you'll give yourself over to Him. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. We have sandwiches and soup. Just eat all you want. And God bless you. Thank you for coming. God bless you, brother, for coming. Stay with us this weekend. And good to see Lily again, always. And good to have you with us. And I know that's your brother, right? Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. Good to have you with us today. And make yourself at home. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray over the food here. That way you'll get in line. And if you're a visitor, you need to go first. And then everybody else will fall in behind. And then afterwards, the young people are going to be in my Sunday school class. And you're going to be doing crafts and stuff with Sister Rachel. And then we're going to be doing some Bible questions and answers in the common room. It's a little too cool outside. And since people are sick, we didn't get the fire pit up here. So that's okay. We're all right. God knew this, so we'll adjust to it. We'll sit there and have questions and answers for a little while, and then you can fellowship. So God bless you. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Everybody okay? Well, we're going to eat right now, though. And listen, tell Brother Darrell, God bless you and thank you for yielding yourself to God. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that you would be with us, Lord, in the furtherment of this service as we go eat a natural meal, Father. We pray that you'd sanctify it to the nourishment of our bodies. And Father, we pray that as we continue on with the service, that you'll continue to touch our lives, Lord. Not only the young children, but Lord, us too, Father. That you'll touch us all, Lord, and give us strength, Lord, to fight these battles that we're fighting, Lord. Give us, Lord, the energy to do the things that we need to do, Father. We pray now that you'd be with us as we go and eat a natural meal. Bless Brother Darrell, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Help him to rest tonight, Lord, so he can preach again for us tomorrow, Father. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow's service will be 10 o'clock, regular service, and we'll only have one service tomorrow. It'll start at 10 o'clock. So God bless, or start at 9:45, sorry. 9:45. And we'll have Bible or Sunday school just like we always do. God bless you.
Awesome. Awesome. You're awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. I've